7:33, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for Mondays with the Mayor, and Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is usually with us, of course, but this morning, Vice Mayor J.V. Johnston is with us. Good morning, J.V.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. How's your summer going so far? You getting to play any golf or any? What do you do in the summertime to relax?
I play a lot of golf.
Do you really?
A lot of golf. I do.
But yeah, I thought about something the other day. Our golf course, how many do we have public golf courses in Wichita? Do you know?
Four city-owned golf courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do they stack?
Auburn Hills. Yeah.
How do they stack up against other golf courses? I don't know. I don't know anything about golf.
You know, a few years ago, they were in really, really bad shape. But Jesse Kaufman's come in, and he and his team have really, really turned them around. And they're looking good. We've got new sprinkler systems for all of them. Sims is in. McDonald's is going in this fall. And then the other two will follow. So they're getting better and better.
And it brings up an interesting point there about water and the water restrictions that we have are going to be in place for a while. Tell us about that. How does that work?
Well, they are. It's the 12-month rolling average of Lake Cheney. Hits a certain spot. It's got to get above that. Lake Cheney's only about a half a foot below normal now. Me personally, I think this is a good time that we could take those restrictions off and maybe go to every other day watering permanently. It's not good to water your grass every day.
All right. Well, I don't ever water mine at all.
You don't have to mow it that way, right?
No, I do mow it, but
you do mow it.
Yeah, it doesn't usually require much. Frankly, here it's going to start drying out and turning brown pretty soon. But for now, I got my lawn looking pretty good, I think. So I'm proud of that.
That's good.
Budget time. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow. Will the meeting be? Will you talk about the budget at tomorrow's meeting?
We will. The city manager will present the budget again, see where we're at. Still plenty of time for people to have input on the budget. And the big thing is, do we go revenue neutral? Do we do increase of maybe what inflation and new builds? Or do we take the full advantage of the valuation increases for property? So right now we're looking at about a half a mil reduction. That's not a lot, but I think it's going in the right direction anyway.
All right. I see here that you're going to talk about the 29th and Broadway reconstruction, that intersection. I was up there the other day. What needs to be reconstructed? Is that the one that goes across the railroad tracks?
It is. It is. And it is kind of a mess right now. And there's been a lot of accidents there, so they want to redo it. There's no turn lines. They want to put some turn lanes in, which would be good.
I noticed that not just the city streets, but a lot of streets in town are. I'm seeing a lot of potholes. I'm sorry, but and I know it's a never ending deal. But boy, I see a lot of them.
Well, I tell you what, if you see a pothole, it'll get fixed usually within 24 hours. If you just go on the city website, click fix, just put it where that pothole is. If you can download a picture of it, that's great. If you can't, that's okay. But just give them the location of the pothole, and the city crews are really good. They'll get out and fix that pothole right away. But they got to know about it. So turn it in on our website and clickfix.com, and we'll get her filled up.
Some of these parking lots are in pretty sad shape, because that's private property. I understand that. But
it is. Yeah, that's not us.
That's not us. That's not city. Okay. Crown Uptown, will it be put on city's historical registry? Is that a done deal or not?
Well, no, it's not a done deal. It's a classic example of wanting to restore or preserve a historic property versus property rights. So we'll see what happens on that. I voted against it last time, and we'll see what happens this time.
And, of course, the owner is not too pleased about – he doesn't want it to be a historical registry, right?
He does not. He does not. There's come some bad blood between some people in the area and him and what he wanted to do with it originally. So
yeah, he anyway, originally, we'll, He really wanted to expand it and get more people in there. And the neighbor said, wait a minute. So, yeah, it's interesting.
What is the difference between the vote that was taken prior and tomorrow's vote?
What's the difference? The vote tomorrow, it's going to take 5 votes in the affirmative to put it on the historical register because he objected to it. So it'll go from 4 votes to 5 votes, which is 2/3 of the council.
Okay.
So we'll see how people vote. You never know how people vote till they vote.
Okay. What else is on the agenda? Anything you want to talk about this morning?
Well, the College Hill Master Plan's on there in that same neighborhood. So I started reading that yesterday, and I ended up just skimming it because it's a very, very thick document. It's good, but it's a good roadmap for College Hill, that neighborhood, and to preserve it and to keep it up. So that's on there, too.
All right.
Another neighborhood that's seen some pretty nice rehabilitation over the last 10 years.
It is. It is. That neighborhood's been kept up very well, and they were given the demographics on that. There's a higher level of education in that neighborhood. There's just a lot of good demographics in that neighborhood. People really care about it. The number of people that showed up to the meetings was phenomenal. Over 150 at the meeting, so that's a big crowd.
You know, one thing really helped that neighborhood is if you would get some sort of a statue or memorial to the childhood home of Ted Woodward over there.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Somebody would probably just steal it, though, so maybe shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that'll be the smallest TIF district in world history.
That'll be it for you. All right. JV, thank you for being with us. And it's a regular time, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on that meeting.
Yeah, regular clock time, 9 o'clock. Yep, I'll be running it since the mayor's out of town, so I'll probably struggle through it, but we'll get through it.
Is he going any place exciting, or do we know?
Am I going any place exciting?
No, the mayor. Did she go to some?
Oh, the mayor. Yeah, she's going to New York City.
Oh, okay.
She's going to. It's really a neat conference. I think it's put on by Harvard. It's for mayors and governors and things like that to teach them how to govern. So. I'm sure she'll learn something, and a good opportunity for her.
Very good. All right. We thank you for being with us this morning. Appreciate it, JV.
Steve, thanks.
Vice Mayor JV Johnston with Steve and Ted in the morning. Mondays with the mayor, but it's Mondays with the vice mayor this time around. 7:41, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got Kirk Seminoff with the Wichita Business Journal update. Twin Lakes Shopping Center has a new owner.
Oh.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.